Where we at with it? Where we at with it? Hey, 12 Cal. The only good thing about the late great Jerry West passing away is he didn't witness that Celtics championship. And God bless Kendrick Lamar for at least taking 65% of that attention away from the Celtics. Oh, it was a win for the city. It was like we was both celebrating championships. But I'm here to say, yo, since then, since the pop-out, since Jerry West passed away. Oh, but before I even get to basketball, man, I missed a lot of boxing content, right? What was it, yesterday? I want to say either yesterday or today I read that Devin Haney wants his, he wants the fight taken off streaming platforms. Like it never happened. Like the fight between him and Ryan Garcia, he wants that to be eliminated, deleted. Like that's not going to happen. You still got your ass whooped. Now, again, there's going to be an asterisk next to it. As a matter of fact, they took the loss off. You know, Ryan Garcia has been suspended for a year. I thought he was going to really, really retiring when he posted that, because he says a lot of, he seems like he's going to be, it looks like Ryan Garcia is going down that Antonio Brown path, if you get what I'm saying. But he is smart, like both of them motherfuckers. It's crazy that I'm saying Antonio Brown and Ryan Garcia in the same sentence. Like, both of these motherfuckers be saying some crazy shit online, but these motherfuckers are really smart. They just do stupid shit, right? And say stupid shit from time to time. And some of it ain't just stupid shit. Some of them is just their perspective. So I don't want to call everything that they say stupid or anything that they say is just outrageous stupid, because honestly, it's their opinion. And it ain't that crazy, right? But when Ryan Garcia tweeted out that he was going to retire, I thought that he was really going to retire based off of him just wanting to go into that popular, just create his own lane, just do something different, you know, just be a public figure or influencer outside of boxing, right? Then I found out that he got suspended for a year. So you might as well just retire for a year and then come back. The crazy thing is Devin Haney wants that, all that shit. He wants to redo it. He wants to redo the, I take that back. The crazy thing is he don't want a rematch. He just don't want it on the, books. Technically it's not on the books, but he wants to wipe away the whole, everything. But this is the thing, though. I think because he didn't ask for the rematch, he knew what it was. I don't think he could beat Ryan Garcia. And that just takes away from the whole Tank fight. You know what I'm saying? When I should get to that. Tank versus Frank. But he knocked him out in the 7th or 8th round, I think. I watched that fight, too. And that whole fight, Frank Martin, it just seemed like, and then I think I did talk about this. Didn't I talk about this? I want to say I did talk about this a couple of weeks ago. But anyhow, it just seemed like he was a little bit scared throughout that whole fight. Even though he was winning some of those rounds, I think he had got a little bit of confidence. But at the end of the day, I think he was still scared. Tank was on his way. Smart boxers know that you fill out your boxer. It's that second half of the rounds, that's when it really gets nitty gritty. Anyhow, on to basketball. It may be a little bit of football, but mostly basketball. We got a coach. Ladies and gentlemen, the Los Angeles Lakers has introduced, and I should have used my equipment for this because I wanted to play a soundbite, but I'm not. I'll probably, bring it up on a later episode. JJ Redick. Not much of a surprise, but still a surprise to some people because, again, remember, we had other people that was on the list, so on and so on. We get it. I thought JJ was already high up on the list. I thought Rondo was pretty much up there because now they're saying that with JJ Redick being the new head coach, that they're looking for Rondo to join him on the coaching staff, which I do like. You want to know why? Let's just say JJ Redick doesn't pan out. And he has a much longer contract than LeBron. In which the news just came out today that we are giving Bron another max deal for him to walk out the door. Same thing we did with Kobe. 150 for the next 3 years. I don't like it. The other sources are asking for a third superstar, right? I'm not sure who we're going to go after, and I definitely hope it's just at the end of the day, I just hope it's not Trae Young. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal against him. Think he's a phenomenal offensive player. We just don't need that. You know, it's kind of like how some Laker fans were disappointed and upset that we got Westbrook. And emotionally, I wanted him on the team because I wanted him to get one as a Laker. You know, the Lakers treated him wrong. And again, I'll apologize for Westbrook because it wasn't the Lakers that did him wrong. We know who did him wrong, right? But let bygones be bygones. You got on stage, he didn't. It's the fit, right? Now, don't get me wrong, we do need another offensive player. Someone who could take the load off of both of them. Trae Young, to me, is not built for that. And that's my honest opinion for my Laker team. I'm not saying that he can't play in the league. I'm not like these New York Knicks fans that was on his bumper since summer league. It's just that a small guard like that, when the last time you seen a small guard like that lock up? Not too many, and they were back in the 80s and the 90s. And he has shown that he's not the best defender in the world, right? I can't. It was fun watching him in Atlanta. It was fun watching him dissect the Knicks like that. But that's the goddamn Knicks. You know what I mean? And I don't think he can do that to this new Knicks team because this new Knicks team is ready. And they look like they're ready to make some moves. They were it was very disappointing to see them go out, but I wasn't surprised, but the expectation was high this year and they blew it. And I'm blaming them for the Celtics championship. That's who I'm blaming. That old weak ass run them Celtics out in that goddamn playoff. The East is still trash. How about that? All that, we on our way back and the West is still the West, buddy. The West is still the West, even though they knocked out a Western and they knocked out one of the little homies. They had Celtics as the favorites, but a lot of people was on Dallas' side, including myself. We don't have it's for politic reasons for me, you know what I mean? Did I feel like they were a better team? Not necessarily. I feel like the Dallas Stars were in a situation where they was almost unstoppable on offense. But then I realized they got that nigga over there. And who am I talking about? I'm not even talking about Tatum. I'm not talking about Tatum. Because to me, honestly, Tatum was... He shares the second best spot with Drew Holiday. The best player on that team right now is Jaylen Brown, who won Finals MVP. But shout out to Drew Holiday, because I don't know if they win without Drew Holiday. I'll put it to you just like that. But they got some other cats over there. They got some. And shout out to Horford too, man. Anyhow, I blame the Knicks for the Celtics winning. But the most important thing is we have players that is going to have to listen to a new head coach, and that is J.J. Redick. A lot of backlash. A lot of backlash. Why? Because he has zero experience. And I'm not too mad at that when it comes to J.J. It's certain cats that I'm like, nah, this is not it for that exact reason. But we got history of hiring cats with no experience. Now, the games was different back then. So I'm not sure if that could translate over to what the game is now. But I would think the bright side of that hiring is that he is a three-point specialist. I think that JJ can bring that insight and have his hand in the pot of players that he needs on that roster to coach. He already said he is amped to coach Austin Reeves. All our players need to get better. Bron and AD just need to maintain. Everybody else up their game, including Austin Reeves, right? I'm not sure what's going to happen on draft day. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Bronny. I know a lot of teams are looking to get rid of their picks in the first round and use it for trade bait, right? Go get some players. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think the draft. I also think, yeah, we got some trades coming up. We have some trades coming up. And it's going to be some chairs shuffling around. It's going to be some pieces moving around. I think Alex Caruso already got pushed. He already got traded. You know what I mean? So him going to OKC, that's an asset. I don't know if it's enough, but I know that's a great player to have on the team, if that makes any sense. I would love to have a player back like that. And plus, he's on, you know, that's the original right there. And he wanted to shit with us. But getting back to JJ, I'm putting my chips in with JJ. I understand that some of my fan base brothers are a little, you know, upset and stuff like that. At the same time, there wasn't too many options that they put out there that they actually wanted, because there's not many. Yeah, the UConn coach, he dipped on us to make sure, but he got a nice-ass contract. And he got the key to the city out there. So why? That's been the story for a lot of college coaches who has been running shit. You know what I'm saying? We saw with Colin Perry, like Kentucky, he was in the palm of his hands. Coach K, you ain't... I still think Coach K is the head coach. And he not... You know what I'm saying? It's like they will... When them niggas dead and gone, they are etched in stone. You know what I'm saying? When you think of Michigan State, you think of Tom Izzo. That's it. So it's like, why would you leave that? Saban and Bama. Shit, Saban in any college he goes to. You see what I'm saying? So to come to the pros, which is difficult to do for a lot of college coaches, I can understand. I can understand. And there's not too many coaches we have in the game today that you can say, oh, this is a, you're not going to get a Popovich. Popovich is on his way out the door. Jerry Sloan is not walking through the door. You know, we had a plethora of coaches back in the 90s and the early 2000s. But it's just not like that. The up and comings is on the way. The Celtics had two great coaches back to back. Three. They had three great coaches back to back. And they all got fired. Either one got fired over off court issues, the other one just couldn't get him over the hump. That's a great luxury to have. You firing coaches because you can't get over the hump, and you fired the other coach because he was chasing the hump. That's a good one, 12 Cal. You got to admit that was a good one. But I'm not going to say I believe in JJ, because what is there to believe outside of his intellect of the game on a podcast and being a TV analyst, right? He was a great shooter, and he maintained his status in the league, and he was a Duke phenomenon. But that's it. That's his resume. But I like it. I'm not too mad at it. So, Lakers, rest easy. We should be more upset at this contract, although we've shown this in the past with Kobe. He's no Kobe, but we know how they get down. We signed the Clutch Records right now. And there's nothing we can do until that artist leaves. So, until then, I'm not too upset. And I'm ready to see what JJ is going to do. And I want to see how much control Genie is going to give JJ. That's the thing. And he's a young coach. A young coach. Pat Riley. Come on now. Pat Riley. And he had the ideas. And it took him a minute. You know what I'm saying? To get that love. But eventually he got it. I like JJ. If I didn't like him, I would tell you. I ain't going to even lie to you. It's something about JJ that I just think he's going to have it. And I don't know how long it's going to take to click and get there. But... True indeed, I think it's there. So bear with me. Well, bear with us for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Open Run with BTG, man. Football is on the way. July is on the way, which means college football, at least NCAA. You know what I'm saying? NCAA is coming out in like 20, 30 some days. So excited about that. We got college football news coming up. We got NFL news coming up. So 12 Cal, stick around because the gym's going to be, hey, we play football in the gym too. You can't wear cleats in here. If you're smart enough, you're not going to wear cleats in here. And I'm thinking about building another gym with some, you know, kind of like the Raiders where we got we could bring the grass in. Yeah, because, you know, that's what we got in our stadium. We could take we bring the grass in, we take it back out, we let that sun hit it, you know. That's what we got. The retractable grass shit, whatever we got. So, yeah, football coming up. I got to get 12 Cal on. I got to get Mike on, OTR Mike. We got some football to talk about, fellas. King Germ, too. We got to talk about those Florida Gators. Overrun with BTG. See y'all next week.